Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I'm Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. And the topic of our podcast today is the tragic lives of Masha and Dasha, co-joined twins who had an interesting life in the Soviet Union. We're going to tell you all about it. Before we do, we have some special guests with us today. Joining us all the way from England and host of the very popular They Walk Among Us, Ben Fitton. How you doing, Ben?
I'm okay. Thank you, Timmy.
We are excited that you're joining us today.
We are. We like to help out, you know, an upcoming podcast, Timmy. Uh-huh. Ben's got a little podcast. You got... It's a hiking or something. You walk in the woods. What is it?
No, They Walk Among Us. We're trying to find an audience, so okay. We thought we'd.
Well, now, I don't want to make you nervous. Okay, so pay attention.
Because people will be listening to this.
There's gonna be a lot of people listening. You get. I don't know how we. How many listeners we have, Timmy?
I don't know how many we get. I mean, we probably get a couple dozen.
Yeah, we probably get.
Yeah.
5,000 episodes, something like that, Timmy. Yeah. So you 5, have you
episodes?
Yeah. How? I mean, you getting like 100, 200, or
yeah, something like that.
I think they're like at a million.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't think that's his podcast. I think it's a different one.
Yeah, you haven't looked over the data. Is it?
Yeah, I haven't seen that data.
All right. Well, we are joined, as always, by the man who is known as the most dangerous man in podcasting today, a man who's a legend, really, and is, he's regarded as an oasis in the desert of despair, the very honorable, the Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy. Not good.
What's wrong? Of course, we're missing our friend Brandy.
Well, I'm good about that. I'm good with that. But I didn't sign up here, Timmy, to take on an apprentice.
I see.
Okay.
So you're concerned that
there's
joining
a certain
us?
Level of professionalism that people expect from our show. And I haven't heard him do anything, so I just want to make sure that we get this right.
Are you concerned about his ability to podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you didn't run this by me. You're just springing it all on me, Timmy. So.
Well, I'm sure he'll be okay.
Well, just don't get nervous, okay? Because this ain't a podcast that, like, yours, maybe your cousins listen to or something like that,
Or your niece.
10, 12 people. Yeah.
We have a live audience, we should say.
Yeah, we're doing a live audience. We wish there was a dead audience, but...
Go fuck yourself.
We forgot to add that one in.
Yeah. All right. So, so we're in Chicago, and we're meeting up with Ben and the lovely Rosanna from They Walk Among Us, and we're excited to actually do
a...
We're also joined...
Somebody from Death's Door. I actually have a podcast. I was not invited into this.
Hi.
Thank you, Rosanna.
Now,
and we have the lovely Renee with us. Well, she's here to just give you to support the colonel. Yeah,
I got a question for you, Ben. Now, you came from over in England, and what do you do for a living over there?
Podcasting.
So your wife has a job. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It's England.
No, so I live off her.
So yeah, it's England. I guess you don't have to really have a job because it's a socialist country, and they just what? You just don't have to have jobs, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you? So you sit in your house and you just make podcasts all day? That's what you do?
Yeah.
We should try that too.
We would starve.
Yeah, we would starve. Actually, we're very happy to have Ben here. Ben has a very quite a broad following here, and
yes, they have a few more listeners.
I'm here to learn how it's done.
Yeah, he's not really the competition, Timmy, because we can't really compete with him.
No. I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
Now. Let's see. We want to talk? We go ahead and talk about Masha and Dasha.
Yeah, let's talk about these two women. Timmy, where were they co-joined?
On their bodies somewhere.
I have looked at this script. How many boobs are we talking about, Timmy?
There's four boobs.
Okay, because I thought three-boob scenario.
No. It's the full,
the full Monty of boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Masha and Dasha. They were Russian co-joined twins. I know you're not big on the Russians, girl.
I don't like the commies, Timmy.
Yeah. Well, they were born during the communist rule under Joseph Stalin. And they didn't recognize people with disabilities, let alone people who were co-joined. So,
yeah,
they struggled. The girls were still infants when they were taken away from their mother. That's not nice. By government officials and used as guinea pigs. Colonel, what do you think about that?
Well, you got to do something. They had to work. It wasn't like they could be secretaries or nothing.
Well, for years, they suffered medical torture because they did a lot of experiments on them.
Oh, that don't seem right.
Yeah. You had a strong moral compass.
Well, I've had some experiments done on me. I didn't really appreciate it, Timmy, so I imagine these ladies didn't.
Now, although they were co-joined, they had distinct personalities, Colonel.
How many movie tickets you think they had to buy?
I guess
they went
two
to the movies, would you probably have to buy two?
Probably. Marcia was the dominant one. She was very abusive. She had like a personality disorder.
We're all familiar with those.
And she became very abusive, so. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, their mother.
Did they get separate birth certificates?
You know, I don't think they got birth certificates. I think they we'll get into it in a minute, but they carted them away as soon as they were born to do experiments on them. And I don't know. Their mother.
Do they get a separate driver's license?
I was wondering, do they have to take the test twice?
Yeah. Well, these are all important questions.
I mean, did you do any goddamn research on this at all? We know nothing about these women.
I know their mother's name was Yekaterina.
Okay.
It's a fucked up name.
we got a name we can't pronounce and two women super.
Yeah, their last
together.
Name starts with a K. We can't pronounce it. We're just going to call them. We're going to say her last name starts with a K. She was a simple
Russian. Research is so funny.
Well, can you pronounce it?
Well, it's not that goddamn hard. It's only got three syllables.
All right, go ahead, Colonel. Try it. Try it, Chuck.
I don't have the names on my pages anywhere.
Right there, under early life. First.
Early life, what we got here?
All right.
Yekaterina?
Yeah, what's her last name sometimes?
Yekaterina. Oh, Chriso Felicis Apova.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Rolls it's right off the tongue. Syphilis Apova.
Yeah, we're going to call her Yekaterina K. She was a simple Russian woman, Colonel.
Most Russian women are simple, Tim.
She was living in the...
That's why Russian mail order brides are so popular, Timmy. Because they're simple. They don't come with a whole set of problems that other women come with.
Or expectations.
They come over, if you feed them, just...
Pipe home?
If you got heat, you got running water, they're happy. They're simple women.
Do they
Timmy.
Do Apple Pay?
Well, yeah. They do.
All right. So she was just 32 years old, and she had lived a hard life, Colonel. She looked more like she was 50, Ben.
Thank you.
I don't know why that was important.
That way.
She probably would not like this podcast,
no.
I'm guessing. But anyway, she was a peasant who made her living by... She was a pleasant. She was pleasant. A pleasant peasant.
She was a pleasant peasant.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Quiet, surf. Quiet down, surf.
Show that lady.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I make more than you. And you're almost 60.
She was a peasant.
I'm not even 40.
Why are we letting her in the room? Security. Security.
All right, so she was a peasant, and that upsets Dominique very much, I guess.
Yeah, Dominique is in the audience, by the way.
You're going to like this, Dominique. She made her living selling rags.
Oh, bitch couldn't even afford to sell pencils.
Well, you know, they can't be a big market for rags, are they?
I wouldn't think. Can't sell apples or something?
She sold rags.
She sold rags.
Yeah.
Torn up pieces of fabric.
Rags, yeah. Rags.
Well, she was a goddamn entrepreneur because who else finds fabric, tears it up, and then sells it?
This lady did. Well, and she was also a part-time She was also a part-time housekeeper.
Whatever.
Well, then she should have kept the rags. To me, she would have needed the rags.
In 1949, she met an older man, Colonel.
Yeah. They all do.
Was he like the colonel's age? Was he about to die? 54?
He repaired tires.
Oh, so about to die.
That's what he did for a living. So he was a successful
man. He was a successful man. Yeah.
You're going to have to edit the shit out of this.
The two met.
You don't edit them, goddammit.
The two met in a bar and soon began sharing a drink of vodka together. So they throwing back shots. Within weeks, Yekaterina was pregnant with their stranger's child. It's a sad story, but one we hear all too often.
Why is that sad?
Well, this was when they were starting to mess around with the nuclear stuff over there, Timmy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lived next door to a power plant.
I'm sorry. My husband and I started trying, and we were pregnant 3 weeks later. Why is that sad?
Well, it's sad for her because this guy... He repaired tires for a living. He wasn't really, it was an illicit affair. They really wasn't in love.
Yeah, it was kind of scandalous to me.
It was back in the day.
Fair enough.
So she was pregnant with this stranger's child, and once he found out that she was pregnant, guess what he did, Colonel?
He ran off, Timmy.
He left town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how important.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, when you got a woman that's 30 that looks 50...
What happens to a woman when she ages, Colonel?
Well, now I can't.
She
I'm
gets
not saying
more beautiful,
this,
is what you're about to huh? say. I hope.
She is what? It depends on the women, Timmy. Now, some of them can become more lovely.
Mm-hmm. No, they do. With age, like a fine wine.
Yeah, like a fine wine. That's where I'm going with, Timmy.
I hope.
You're wise.
Yeah.
Because I've heard you say different things in different occasions.
I have
no,
never
I'm
said
hoping
such
he's
a thing.
About to say, like a fine wine, they get more beautiful.
Yeah,
they get. Yeah. Men, as they age, what's that?
They get better.
Did you hear Rosie?
What'd she say? They get better?
Yeah.
They get better.
Yeah, they do.
They get fucking bitter.
Oh, bitter.
Better. B-E-T-T-E-R.
Not you, Mrs. Bitters.
No.
Sit your ass down,
bitter.
Mrs. Bitter.
Bitter.
Better.
They get bitter and gnarly and judgmental. And mean. Once they hit 54, in particular.
I don't know anybody
that
like that, Timmy.
I don't either. This is outrageous. She was so she's pregnant with this guy's child. He leaves town, and it leaves her alone to raise this kid or kids, as it turns out. She was concerned because she was dirt poor and had no means to support a child. So she could not afford to have the child in the hospital, so she went to a midwife.
She should have sold some rags, Timmy.
She didn't sell enough rags,
didn't
I guess.
Didn't sell enough rags.
What's your thoughts on a midwife, Colonel?
I go with the fool wife. Yeah. Yeah, a midwife is just like, it's like a midwife is just, I don't really, it's like having a halfback, fullback, quarterback.
Right, you might, you make,
you on the full fullback.
Huh?
You on the whole back.
Right.
Right. The midwife's name was Olga. Olga. Yeah.
She was, I mean, the man she was with.
Yeah, the man who fixed
tires.
He
ran off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He impregnated her.
Yes.
She's with conjoined twins.
Well, no, not yet. She's just pregnant right
not
now.
Not yet.
Yeah, yeah. This is where we're going.
Okay. Edit that out.
Okay,
we
so.
We don't edit.
So anyway, Olga.
No editing.
Olga was the midwife, right?
They're trying to build up to it's storytelling.
Yeah, yeah,
honest.
Yeah, yeah. It's, Okay, so anyway, Olga was the midwife. On January 4th, 1950... Masha and Dasha were born. Now
that had to hurt. I'm
well, she
just
was
thinking,
not expecting.
Out.
She was not expecting twins, she certainly was not expecting co-joined twins.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happened. She spent 2 days and two nights giving birth naturally.
That's gotta hurt
these kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she withered in pain.
Breathe.
Yeah,
breathe.
That'll help.
Now, the midwife, Olga, was shocked when she saw that the twins were too soon.
Well, goddamn right she was shocked. That's how, might as well have a goddamn dragon pop out of that thing. Two people all stuck together.
Twins were two females co-joined at the hip, Colonel.
Well,
your thoughts on that?
Make them good dancers, Timmy.
Good dancers?
They could just get into a rhythm and just keep moving. If they're co-joined at the ribs, it's harder to dance.
I see.
If you're co-joined at the hips, it's easier.
Over the preceding weeks, August, she got to like the mom. But she knew the mom did not have the financial capacity to raise these kids who were going to need a lot of special care. So her brother taught at a university, and he came to examine the twins, and he was astonished because together they had three legs, one intestinal system.
Oh, so if one of them decides to eat a bunch of spicy food, the other one pays for it.
Yeah, they both would.
Oh, that would not be
cool.
Do
they split the bill?
Yeah. But if you like, don't eat so much fiber because eat more fiber or do whatever.
They both would take, I guess, stool softeners if needed.
If needed. Yeah. Yeah. One eats a bunch of burritos and the other one's got to sit on the toilet all night for it, Timmy.
They had four kidneys.
Oh.
Well, shit, they should have gave a couple of those away.
One bladder.
That's not good.
One reproductive system.
Oh.
And one blood system. So,
circulatory system.
Yeah.
To me?
This meant that
Hold on,
Masha,
you didn't hit the vaginal areas, Timmy.
No, they had separate glands.
They had separate vaginal. Okay.
Vagini.
Vagini.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why they couldn't have just samurai'd if they was just joining the hip, Timmy. Why couldn't they just stood
them
up? Well,
you got to remember, this is 1950 or what?
Well, right? They had swords back then, Timmy.
Swords.
I mean, if you just whip it down, make it real quick, it would have unjoined them at the hip, Timmy.
I see. Well, the Olga.
I'm no doctor,
Colonel.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but.
Really? I would never know that.
Right.
So anyway, they end up telling the mom that the kids died. Because they wanted to experiment. The state wanted the kids to experiment. So doctors explained the condition to the mother, told her that the twins would require full-time care from the state. She agreed to let them examine the kids. They told her that the kids got pneumonia and died. So they lied to her. They take the twins and they put them in take the twins and put them in the Institute of Experimental Medicine in Moscow.
See, that's not a place you want to have somebody roll you up to, Timmy.
No.
Yeah, well, they didn't off to a good start. For the next 6 years, the twins were housed in a laboratory outside of Moscow. They were often left without clothes. Besides, a wide range of tests and examinations had very little nurturing or human contact. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they had each other. Fuck, they could have just reached over and rubbed each other's heads. I don't know what they're complaining about.
Nookies.
Yeah, just, hey, scratch. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It's the same back. How hard could it be?
And then the head doctors who were, some of the doctors treated the girls okay, but other ones were cruel and cold. And many of the experiments they conducted on the twins were painful. So there's this famous Soviet doctor, a name of Ankokin, I guess, was studying the separate roles of the nervous system and blood system on the body's ability to adjust to conditions such as prolonged sleep deprivation, extreme hunger, and extreme temperature change. So they did all these tests on these girls. They because they shared a, you know, they shared a this blood system, same blood system, but they had separate nervous systems. So they were kind of like ideal subjects for his
test. How many hearts did they have, Timmy?
This two heart. No, one heart, I think.
One heart.
No, maybe see, two hearts. They may have two hearts. But
so you research the shit out of this one. Because, I mean, that's a small insignificant detail.
They had two hearts, but one circulatory system. Wow. But in the autumn of 1950, when the twins were several months old, Stalin got pissed at this doctor. He was a, you know, well-known doctor in the Soviet Union. And they sent him to Siberia because he was studying genetics and it was based on medicine, not on the Soviet view. The twins were placed in the Academy of Medical Sciences Institute, where a team of doctors continued to carry out experiments on them for the next 6 years. And we'll get into it. But it basically became medical torture, some of the stuff that they were doing to these young ladies. And I think...
Well, what do you think about that, Ben?
It sounds like sci-fi, doesn't it?
It sounds pretty goddamn gruesome, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But kind of interesting. They could have made a shitload of P.T. Barnum would have been over there.
Yeah.
They'd have done all right. Instead, they got Russian doctors doing nasty stuff to them.
Yeah, it didn't turn out too well.
Did not.
Did not. So, who's next?
Okay. Right, we got... this is some pretty harsh shit.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Pretty goddamn dark over there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. The girls are happy to be around other children. Would later describe this as the best years of their lives. Goodness me. While Marsha was outgoing and made friends easily, Dasha was shy and only developed a couple of true friendships. While Dasha has always followed the rules, Marsha was always testing the limits. So in 1966, was caught stealing money and clothing from some of the other disabled children. So I can only assume they were kind of in some sort of group.
Yeah, well, stealing money from disabled, clothing from disabled. What kind of clothing? I mean, you can only steal shoes, goddammit, when you're... shoes and a hat, that's the only thing that's going to fit them.
What about T-shirts?
A big T-shirt?
Yeah.
But that's all. I mean, what are you going to steal? Yeah, XLs. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt. And this is just for your career in podcasting for a little bit, because I noticed you got a bit of a heavy accent there.
Yeah, yeah. Not very American.
Yeah, just work on your diction a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Just work on your diction a little bit. You'll be good.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So they. So they were punished, which was a bit... I can only imagine... So they've been pried apart from their...
No, they're pried apart. They're still joined.
They're still going.
No, I can only imagine that it must be horrific. So they've been pried apart from their parents.
Right.
Who's laughing?
Dominique, she's sick over there.
Goodness me. So they've been pried apart.
At some point, it becomes hard to punish him, is what you're saying. They've been having experiments done on
him. Yeah. Sorry. No, prod apart is probably a poor choice of words, but...
I'm waiting for your quote, work on diction. That's what I'm waiting for. I want to hear your American accent, quote unquote, which has been requested.
No, I don't think I'm going to go there. Anyway, so... Yeah, so they've now been, I think they no longer have their parents anymore, really. So they're right. in their world alone. So they're now,
yeah, mom is selling rags again.
Yeah.
Dad is fixing tires, but they're not. They're turned over to the state at this point.
Yeah, and that, I mean that's pretty harsh. When I don't think the parents know that they're alive anymore. Or
right,
they think they're dead. Yeah,
it's like what on earth is going on? Anyway.
It's not a happy story, really.
No. Goodness me. Okay. So. Wow.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so they're in a position where they're now separated for 6 weeks. You know, other children, the world around them.
Yeah. So they put them in solitary confinement, basically.
Yeah, what is essentially...
Although you can't really put those two in solitary, can you?
No.
Yeah.
Not from each other, but you can't.
Yeah, I mean, how are you gonna put them in solitary? Because there are only gonna be two of them.
I wonder, did they think the same?
No, one had a bad personality.
Yeah, one haven't had a very was very abusive and cussed, and the other one was kind of submissive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they think together? Do you think?
I think that. I wonder if they could read each other's minds, Timmy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
They could do some really sweet card tricks, I bet.
You know, they could mime pretty well. Like yeah, like,
take this card, only show it to my sister, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
Really? Okay. Anyway,
take a card, any card.
So, anyway.
You know what you're doing, and stop it.
Okay. So, anyway, they were in it. Things got pretty uncomfortable, I imagine, because they've been moved away from any sort of social interaction that they had. So now they're in a position where all they can do is argue with each other.
Yeah,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, which is not great. And so that now turns physical.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is not good, Chuck.
No.
So to begin with...
It's not good.
No, because they start calling each other names and... And now it's they start slapping each other in the face, which is, you know, not great.
See,
and they start pulling each other's hair, and you know, and they fall over now, and they start wrestling on the floor, which is really.
I mean, I would really like to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see shit like that in the WWE, Timmy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean. Not great. I mean,
she's down on the floor, or they, I guess, right? They're down on the floor.
Yeah, so they
pulling
share
each other's hair.
They share a body, so they're slapping each other in the face, and it's not easy at all.
Yeah, so I wonder if
so they're it's not great. Not great at all. So
you know, it's not. You would think sisters would have a higher regard for each other than.
I mean, I've had worse days. It's not. I mean, it's not great. It's not ideal.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
I think the trouble came when. I don't know your experience at school. So normally, a teacher would separate the two of them.
You keep using that word "separate," and I think you're confusing our listeners.
No. I think they know full well where I'm going.
But you're saying that you can't really separate.
No, I think that's what I'm trying
to
say. So normally with a school fight, mm-hmm. I don't know how it happens in the US. So normally a teacher will run in and pry the two apart.
That's not really
how it happens. No, and so I don't think it. Normally, that's normally how it would happen, and then the fight would end, and, you know, clearer heads would prevail.
You would like to think that.
Yeah, whereas, unfortunately, in this situation...
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
No. And so they're fighting and tussling, and there's a lot of difficulty between the two of them.
Colonel, how would you handle that situation if you had a pair of Siamese twins? Or I guess that's not correct. The co-joined twins, and they were fighting each other. How would you handle that as you know, as the adult in the room?
Well, I'd just let them wear each other out, Timmy, because eventually they're going to get tired, and then you just prop them up in the corner for a timeout.
I see.
Yeah.
I see you really thought that through.
Well, I mean, I parented kids for a long time, Timmy. That's what I do. I just wait till they was worn out, and I'd stick them in the corner.
But you've not had co-joined kids.
Well, no, I haven't dealt with that aspect of it, no. I guess I would throw some variables in. Mm-hmm. But I still think the principle would work.
All right. All right.
I mean, you prop them up in the corner there. Once they wear out.
They've got three legs.
I know. They ain't going nowhere. They'd be some bitches in one of those potato sack races. It'd be hard to beat them.
True.
Anyway, back to the point. Story. Yeah. Right, anyway. Okay, so the plan was, okay, the two of them. So they try and work it out, you know, how'd you kind of move along. But they actually refuse to talk to each other, which doesn't make things easy.
No.
So what you're saying is they're giving each other the silent
the cold shoulders, Timmy. They had the one cold shoulder.
Yeah, that's tragic, really.
Yeah. So, okay. So all they would do was then try and put them in isolation from the other kids to not make them fight. But again, I don't think they really thought any of it through at all. Whatsoever.
Well, I mean, really, I'm not sure that there's a formula you can follow.
No. Being completely honest, well, they didn't at all.
Well, now you'd be able to get on YouTube and look at some videos as
how to handle co-joined twins.
Problematic co-joined
twins. Is that now the thing for everything? Let's YouTube it.
Let's
or
just
Google
YouTube
it.
Google it. Yeah, we'll find the answer.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay.
That's a good point. That's why you're on this show. You yeah, bring your wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom. I don't think that's true. Anyway, so they were allowed to. They then went back. So they got removed from the classroom.
Okay. Okay.
And then came back. So it was, the idea was to kind of like let's try and punish them through separation, but let's be honest.
There's only so much you can do.
Separation only goes so far in this instance.
Yeah, of course. When you got conjoined twins,
there's a unique set of problems that you have.
Indeed. But I imagine teachers aren't equipped to deal with. So putting two people that fight in isolation that are conjoined.
Okay, here's what I'm wondering
not the
about
best
a teacher
idea,
now
let's
that
be
you
honest.
Say that. Now, say you're in school. Okay, the two kids are sitting there at the desk. And there, all of a sudden you say, okay, we're working on our multiplication tables. What's 3 + 3? Both of them, of course, know the answer. Both of them raise their hand.
Yeah, that's because that's not
and they, what's 3 × 3?
You said 3 + 3.
And they both know the answer, right? So what happens? They both throw their hands up, boom, face down on the desk. Because they ain't got nothing holding them up.
Well, they got three legs.
But they're sitting. So once their hands go in there, boom, heads face down on the desk.
I think that third leg would be awkward.
This is difficult to research, but I wonder if the other knew what the other one was thinking.
It was probably
so
easier
how'd you
to
test,
research.
If they're doing a test at school, how do you measure that?
I wonder if there was a smarter
did
one.
They have? Yeah, I think so. I think Masha was smarter. I think they test them.
Okay.
But how? I mean, they're conjoined. Like, there's the.
They're gonna cheat on the test. They yeah, steal clothes. They were stealing clothes from disabled kids.
I skipped two grades. They give you tests.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
I mean,
because somebody
if
give her a
like,
cookie for her two grades skipping.
If you're smart, it's not that hard. If you're not smart. It's hard.
Okay. Thank you for that input, Dr.
We really need to do these live audiences more often.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you go through grades 1, 3, and 5. Yeah, this.
Yeah.
This cesspool of talent.
Okay. We got to get security next time, Timmy.
Best door available on iTunes.
Right. Back to the story. Anyway.
Yes.
So,
Dasha and Masha.
Yeah, indeed. So they're in a position where they've been moved away.
Mm-hmm.
So at school. So we're now in a position where they're now being brought back because I think teachers probably understood that perhaps isolating conjoined twins is not
self-defeating.
Yeah, it's not Stephen Hawking's level of science, really. Okay. Yeah, probably not.
So anyway. They're being reintegrated into gin pop, basically.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's think a bit more about how we kind of reintegrate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into gin pop.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a good approach, better approach.
Indeed, though. Indeed. Yeah. Anyway. So the problem is they still fight throughout their life, which is...
Can you imagine being attached to someone who was like psycho?
Yeah, who was still attacking you as
all
well.
The time.
Yeah.
Well, you got to sleep with one eye open, Timmy.
Yeah, you do. Indeed. So we got Masha, and so she's quite physically and emotionally abusive.
Yes.
Which somebody next to you constantly in your ear is.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be miserable.
Yes, that's...
Preaching to the choir there.
Indeed. Yeah. So very controlling, you know, and always putting her sister down and humiliating her, which is...
I mean, it's hard to humiliate co-joined twins, I would think.
You ugly? What are you going to say?
Yeah, when it's one of them.
You can't dance, you can't run fast, You throw like a girl, what are you going to say to
her? Yeah, so she started to smoke as well, which is probably a habit the other one... Yeah, so she wasn't pleased...
No, and that takes years off of your life.
Indeed. So, you know, she's smoking away, and her sister is like, I don't like the smell of smoke. But
and that was before vaping.
It was.
Indeed. Which I now hear is the way to go if you want to stop smoking.
It is.
So for all of those smokers out there, take up vaping.
The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
This is a very educational podcast.
It is.
And, you know, not every podcast dares to tackle subjects such
as... Yeah, the bigger issues.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Co-joined twins.
Indeed.
Or
forget NPR. This is where we're at. Okay. So now we've got Masha now blowing smoke in her sister's face after she is...
Oh, well, that's rude.
That is rude. I don't like that. Yeah, don't blow smoke. Anyway, so they're yanking each other's hair and getting very upset, as you would imagine. It is, and I don't like smoke in my face.
Yeah,
of you, bro.
No, I wouldn't like it. I don't think I would like somebody joined at my hip either, though.
Well, she can't help that.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't happen after the fact.
No, like, but it makes
they're
you
they're not
going
to literally rugby tackle you and stitch something to your hip.
Could happen.
Well, maybe.
I had a friend.
Once? what happened to him? Did he leave?
Yeah, well, no, he woke up in a bathtub with some ice.
He was attached to someone else?
Attached to another person.
Oh, that's your... Yeah, so that's a situation where you've got someone who was not born conjoined. They were conjoined after birth.
Right, and they had to adapt.
You don't want to be conjoined after birth.
No, you got to go out and get a whole new
serious
wardrobe. Yeah. Oh, it was fucked up. It was bad.
What was it?
It was bad for him.
During birth, you're conjoined after. They don't conjoin during birth. What are you talking about?
His friend. Saying.
I had a friend wake up in a bathtub full of ice. Had another person co-joined to him. His kidney was gone. So another person was co-joined to him.
Yeah, that is some... That actually...
It happens.
That's
an
idea for a film, actually.
It is.
It happens more often than you think.
Yeah. It's not...
Yeah, the times I've gone to to buy gas.
That we should drug him and steal his kidney?
It's a thing they don't people don't want to talk about.
Yeah, it's a crime. It's hard hitting. Why is this not on CBS?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, we're 2020 out on this.
It makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
It could happen to you.
Yeah.
You could wake up and you could be attached to someone you don't want to be attached to, Dominique.
Our entire family has considered the fact that Chuck's kidneys are worth a lot of money. And quite frankly, we don't know if he's worth it. So well, keep your eyes on him because, you know, I know you love the beloved Colonel, but,
are you flawed? Yeah,
the Colonel is flawed, apparently. Is this news now?
She's drunk. Let her get just let her talk.
Right.
Okay, so this is the apparently a post-birth.
It was a post-birth conjunctivitis, is what they call it.
I didn't know it had a word.
Yeah, conjunctivitis. I think. Yeah, that's the doctor's.
Yeah, that's the official medical term.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. That's scary.
Well, yeah, it's you know, one of those things that non-consensual conjunctivitis is called.
Right. Well, we're learning this is a podcast where people need to
tackle the bigger issues.
The things people don't want to say.
Yeah. Right. They don't want to think of. They try to put out of their mind.
They try to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Okay, so we've got you know, the twins are fighting, blowing smoke in each other's face, which is not great.
Well, it's rude.
It is rude.
So we've got the rude, and then they're going to start fighting each other, which is even actually a lot harder. And imagine when they feel pain?
Yeah.
So each other's pain?
Yeah. So punch one in the face, the other one can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's taking boxing to another level, isn't it, really? Yeah. Yeah,
they're pretty bold.
Okay, so they're really the tension is building, you know. And I wonder if they learn something, does the other learn it too?
Oh yeah, it's like magic, really.
Yeah,
I would have done
like magic
after I realized what there was. I'd have probably driven stakes through their hearts because there was otherworldly. They had supernatural powers.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Much like that.
Yeah, okay. Frodo and... what's his name?
Frodo and Michael.
Michael.
And Sonny.
Sonny.
It's the Godfather.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What's the other... Frodo and...
I know it was you, Frodo.
I don't know.
Sam. Yeah, anyway. So they're in a situation where the two of them are together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting each other, but they've been isolated, but then that doesn't really help.
No, it's a sad situation all around.
It is. So, you know, you're in a position where the doctors around sort of 1967, Soviet doctors are sort of saying, look, we might be able to help here.
Okay, that's good.
You know, maybe we can take medical action to separate the two of you.
And what do you think about that, Colonel?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think if they could... I told you, it'd be easy enough to separate them, but...
Easy enough?
Well, you just... A slap. A quick... With the sword. The
samurai.
It's just right
now. You need a pill splitter? Just a big one.
Yeah. Just a big... Like a guillotine.
A really big one.
A hippotine, Timmy.
Right. Chainsaw.
Yeah. Wouldn't be hard.
Chainsaw.
It's like when you get a stack of hamburgers that are frozen and want two of them are stuck together. You just got to work a little knife in there, pop them, wedge them apart. That's like their hips.
Okay. So, goodness me. Okay, so we're in a position where...
Okay, it's looking up.
It's, you know, they're not getting on.
Right.
They're not happy together. So we have Soviet doctors that are going to step in and say, maybe the time is to... Let's split up. We can join twins, but we now have doctors that can separate the two of us. So
there's hope.
Let's see what we can do, really.
Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they trusted the doctors.
I'm not sure they did. They've been probed far too many times to trust the doctors.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they had some horrific experiments done on them.
Yeah, but if your co-joined twin was pulling your hair every day, yeah, I think roll the dice.
Well, yeah. I guess I would take my chances.
I think you'd hit a limit where there's a lot going on.
It really is.
Yeah, let's try and...
There's a lot going on there, Jimmy.
There is a lot going on.
Yeah, let's part ways and maybe we can...
We'll still be sisters.
Like this an amicable separation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did bring some doctors into it, Timmy.
Yes.
Right.
But really what they did was answer the question of how do you straighten them up?
Well, that's...
When they discipline problems.
Yeah. Did they do it with a ruler, do you think?
Well, they decided, let's start running some experiments.
Okay. Let's experiment before we...
Let's do some experiments
before
on
we kind of go through with the procedure.
Yeah, so you pack one twin in ice, bring their temperature down to a near fatal level, while observing the temperature change in the other twin, burning them, starving them, depriving them of sleep, and electrocuting them in time with a metronome to test their reflexes. That basically sounds like the job we got at work.
Does it sound like they know what they're doing when they whip out a metronome?
You know what? I'm only guessing it. They're probably a little off. I wouldn't trust them on the metronome.
No.
Now, they checked out their lungs and their heart activity. They stuck some tubes in the stomach to check the gastric juices. They did that just for fun, I suppose.
How did that turn out?
Well, for the first 6 years of their lives, they weren't even allowed outside the library. Goddamn laboratory. They were the only stimulation they got was when they slapped each other in the face. Despite being in a restricted lab for constant observation, Timmy, they did communicate with each other when they was talking to each other.
Okay.
And they developed their own language when they was talking to each other. And it became clear that there was two very distinct personalities. Mm-hmm. Masha was the dominatrix in this. And Dasha
was a
submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So, she didn't mind it, I suppose, as much, but wasn't it fun, but, because nobody likes really getting slapped.
Some people pay good money for that.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But anyway, so they get transferred again to another creepy college of traumatology and orthopedics.
Mm-hmm. Traumatology?
Yeah, I guess... It don't sound like a place you want to go.
No.
Yeah.
Or a degree you want to get.
No, it doesn't. Well, they continued on with the brutal experiments, Timmy. Mm-hmm. They were burnt. They were frozen. They were kept forcibly awake. They were injected with radioactive shit, Timmy.
I'm sure it wasn't written like that.
Radioactive and other harmful substances.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, see, if there would have been a spider in the room, Timmy, they'd have been able to escape.
Why is that?
Well, because you get radioactive. That's how you get Spider-Man. You get radioactive shit.
That's a good point.
All the superheroes involved radioactive shit gone astray.
Timmy. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, the co-joined twins was like, had superpowers? They'd be, like, one of the
Avengers.
No,
because they were doing bad
There's
shit.
There's not a lot of conjoined.
They're really not. They need to be a co-joined, you know, superhero.
Yeah, they
With
don't
three legs.
You know what would suck about that is shoes? I mean, do you buy one pair of shoes?
Did
do you
buy the two same pair size of shoes? Feet? Actually,
right. Yeah.
Well, you have to buy two pairs.
Yeah. And do you have two left feet?
And you have one left over.
Yeah. That would suck.
Don't you have one middle feet?
Or you would? It would be your. It would be your spare.
It would be a spare.
No, but is it a middle foot? Like they have to resize the shoe.
I think you just let the middle foot go. You just buy one pair.
I think you just let that go. Oh,
that would. Yeah. Be a, wear a sock.
Wear a sock. Yeah, that's probably what I would do. Just tape it up real good. Put a boot
that's
on
really
it.
Really harsh.
No, you just put one really heavy duty boot on it. That's never going to wear out.
No, and, but which way does it bend?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do the research on this one.
But
they're, basically, they're a pendulum, is what they are.
No, but it still
they're,
lands.
They're their own metronome. They're just checking
true,
to see if
true, but it still yeah. lands, I would imagine.
I would think.
Yeah.
But you don't have to tie it.
You know, I bet they could jump like a sumbitch if they ever got the timing down. You know, you get running real fast with the 2 feet, the two outside feet, and all of a sudden just pole vault with that third foot in the middle. I mean, you could probably jump 10, 12 feet. They could dunk a basketball, I bet, if they worked on it long enough.
Yeah. They probably could do pretty
good. Is it two people in? So, okay.
Yeah, two people, three legs.
Basketball has how many players?
I wonder if they count as one or two.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. This is going to get.
Well, no, I mean, they'd be two separate people, right?
Yeah.
But they just have three legs, so they'd be one leg short.
Well, if one leg was short.
I mean, it's how you look at it, whether you look at it.
Do they? How does it work with sponsorship?
You know, the other thing is, you know, when you give
them
people.
But they make the middle foot. Is that their like niche?
And if you really want to fuck with them, when you give them advice, you just say, look, I know it's everything's tough, but here's how you do it. You just put
yeah, you're
going to
give them
the other.
A two-legged person is going to go.
You give
yeah,
them,
and yeah. They love that.
Put one foot in front of the other, and then they're going to be all stumped. I just say that to fuck with.
Oh
them,
yeah,
I mean, I try to be helpful.
I'm sure anyone who's disabled loves able-bodied people giving them advice. Yeah, they love that. They really love that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you tell them, look, you thought, you know.
Yeah,
you
professor, life, here comes professor.
You thought life was rough because you had three legs.
Goddamn right. You know what? I complained. You tell them a story about you, the person who complained about having three legs until you met the person who didn't have no feet.
Yeah.
And then you know what you say? Then you steal their shoes because they don't have no feet and they don't need them.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, okay.
So anyway, they're 15 years old. News all of a sudden spreads to Moscow where a girl with two heads is being kept at the institute.
Oh, well, word gets around.
Yeah, it ain't like a baby goat. You can't keep that shit secret forever, Timmy. Person with two heads. So anyway, as a result, the twins got transferred to a boarding school for children with motor impairment. And Novocheresky,
okay,
that's in southern Russia. I've been there. I don't know if you ever been there before.
No,
I haven't.
To continue their education, Timmy.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah. So, they're at least
around other children now.
Yeah, they're getting an education, I think.
They're trying. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, they've been separated though from their parents. That's still not easy.
Well, it's not. You keep using that word separated. I'm not certain you know what it means with co-joined twins.
I know what it means. No,
they
in their minds, that means the same thing.
You're never alone if you have a co-joined twin.
No.
That's like they used to sing that song, you'll never walk alone.
Yeah. You never walk alone if you have 3 feet. Well, what happens next?
I walked a mile in your shoes. Now I'm on my other way, and I got your shoes.
Okay, so you know, I was afraid that we would not take this serious.
This is no bullshit. Now, luckily, these people are dead to me.
Yeah. Okay, but tell us what happens prior to their death.
Do I have that page?
I don't know.
I believe Mr. Fitton over there.
I think we're moving on to page.
So now we're at the point where these kids can be maybe separated.
Possibly.
Right? Okay.
Possibly. But they weren't happy about that, Timmy.
I would be happy about that.
No. One threatened to kill herself if the doctor proceeded with it, Timmy. So the operation was never performed, Timmy.
Mm.
But in 1968, Timmy.
Yeah.
When we did a show on this, when Charles Manson was running about creating havoc all over, the girls were 18 years old. Their third leg amputated.
Oh. So now they just have two legs. Yeah. Wonder what they did with the third leg.
Probably, I don't know, Timmy, but now they only got to buy one pair of shoes, so life's much better for them.
Yeah, but what did they do with the leg?
I think they made a lamp out of it. Didn't you see that movie Christmas Story or whatever, Christmas Carol?
Made a lamp out of it. That's from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now, Marsha asked the leg. Marsha wanted that amputated leg as a souvenir, but Dasha said it was kind of ghoulish and refused to agree to it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the girls fought about this, and Masha, the dominant one, just waited till her sister went to sleep and beat her, Timmy. Beat her in her sleep.
You know, Masha does not sound like a very nice person, Colonel.
No. And so they're once again put in isolation, and I'm putting air quotes around isolation, Timmy, because you can only isolate them so much.
How would you approach that, as being the religious man that you are, if these young ladies came to you for...
Where can they donate money?
Yeah.
Well, I would have... First of all, I'd have started a GoFundMe for him, Timmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have started a GoFundMe. And then after, I took my finder's fee from that.
It's only a small percentage.
Small percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of this stuff, Timmy, that could have been healed, really, if they would have just lived right and prayed.
Really?
Yeah, oh, if they would have lived right and prayed, Timmy, it would have been all right. But... They didn't do it, Timmy.
Mm.
I mean, you got one girl beating her sister in her sleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. And if you ever been beating your sleep, it ain't no goddamn fun.
Have you experienced that?
I have experienced that, Timmy.
With anyone in this room?
No, my brother used to every once in a while just come along when I was sleeping and just torment me.
Okay.
And actually, I did have a sister. Mm-hmm. God rest her soul. She would beat me in a... In
do you have a tattoo?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the problems... So they now, got these
if,
they got
if,
these
if
girls in isolation.
If you had co-joined twins in your family and mm-hmm. they died, would you have to get two tattoos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I would.
Okay.
But now we got these girls in isolation, right?
Okay.
Now, Masha liked to be separated from the other twins, but Dasha craved human interaction with someone other than a sister.
You know, Dasha seems like a nice person.
Dasha I probably could get on with, but mm-hmm. not that Masha. I don't want anybody beating on me in my sleep. Now, through their teenage years, Masha, she'd always get in trouble. She'd steal from the other handicapped kids, from teachers,
right.
children. Yeah, and it just embarrassed Dasha to death, Timmy. So Dasha,
you can understand that.
Dasha began to resent Masha, Timmy. And she'd go long periods without talking to her. Now, the problems only intensified as they began to go through puberty, Timmy.
Mm.
Yeah, Dasha was very feminine and often dreamed of getting married.
Okay.
Masha was more of a tomboy and said she thought marriage made her ill.
All right.
She
Wow.
Now, yeah, it was harsh. She had a harsh look at the whole institution. Yeah.
So really, you're saying she's a lesbian here.
I didn't want to throw that out there. But clearly, there's a problem.
She's just anti-marriage, not anti.
No, it seems like she got a penis aversion. But, I mean, I'm not saying that for sure. But when you say the thought of marriage makes you ill and you're never going to marry, either she really mad at her sister or she.
She might have been anti the person she, you know.
So
you think she may have a penis? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, she wasn't at that age yet, but so Dasha is trying to establish friendships, all right?
That
but
Masha,
her lesbian sister, became extremely jealous. Now, once the twins attended a small birthday party at the institute, and Dasha was enjoying talking to some of the other children, mm-hmm. and while her sister just began to insult the other kids, calling them freaks. These were disabled kids. Oh. They embarrassed Dasha.
Balls.
Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle really black. The embarrassed Dasha tried to run away, but Masha was in charge of the legs that day, and she had to just sit there through it, Timmy. So the major crisis in their relationship occurred in 1969 when they were 21. I don't know how the math works on that, because in 1968 there was 18.
No one's following it.
Time goes fast when you're a co-joined twin. I guess that whole time continuum doesn't really. But anyway, Dasha became infatuated with a young man. Of course, he was Russian, so his name was Dmitry.
Oh, wow.
He suffered from spina bifida, apparently, Timmy.
No, that is.
Yeah, it's not
that's
dead.
Ugly
that's
disease.
Not, yeah.
And he got abandoned by his parents when he was quite young. Now, Dasha became close friends, and the young man helped the young man with his studies. Dasha and Dmitry soon became girlfriend and boyfriend.
Oh, okay, love.
So, the two of them were in love?
It appears so, and it doesn't really say how severe a spina bifida was, so he might have been, you know, able to just help, you know, have a healthy relationship, because that can be a very severe
illness.
They were
in love. And
that can be, Now, first, Masha just ignored the relationship.
Oh.
Or she'd make some snide remarks. You know how they are. They just make a little cutting thing at you. So, cut. You know what it's like. Cutting down a tree, they just make those little remarks till you just want to. But anyway, for example, Timmy, when Dasha and Dmitry would cuddle and kiss, Masha would fart, Timmy. She make loud moaning sounds.
Really? That's
rude. Yeah. Sometimes she'd urinate herself, Timmy. Just to disrupt the lovers.
Well, that would do it.
Well, they ain't nothing but because they were sharing a pair of jeans. So now in 1970, Dmitry had an opportunity to move out of the institute and move in with a relative in Moscow, Timmy.
All right.
Dmitry proposed.
Oh, true love. Yeah. There we go.
He got
down. Life is getting better.
It's starting to look up, but let's not get our hopes up here.
It's good. Let's take show and sign where we can.
Yeah, well, this is, I don't know how this ends. I haven't read it, so maybe we can be hopeful.
No, we can. We always are. We History Dweebs, I thought they were always hopeful.
Well, things usually go bad for us, so we aren't really hopeful.
No.
We're pretty much a half glass empty kind of podcast.
Okay.
But, so now, Dmitry, he's just all fawning over
even
Dasha.
Even though... Her sister is farting and making noises.
Oh, making all kinds of noises, farting.
I mean, it has to be true love if you're going to...
If you're going to live through that.
Yeah.
But once he asked her to come to Moscow, this was too much for Masha. Mm-hmm. She refused to even consider it. And they had their biggest fight yet, Timmy.
Mm.
And Dasha insisted on having the doctors operate on us to separate her from that crazy-ass sister of hers, Timmy.
All of us who have siblings can relate to some degree about, you know, not wanting to be, you know, joined at the hip to our siblings. So.
Yeah, that's like having a giant hemorrhoid just right on your hip, Timmy.
Wow.
So, but despite these threats, Masha wouldn't budge and refused to even consider the idea of her sister getting married. Dasha became more and more despondent, Timmy.
No, that's never a good thing.
Okay.
No, there ain't nothing worse than a despondent. The tears of a co-joined twin when there's no one around. You ain't heard that song, Timmy? Or maybe it's a clown. I don't know.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got August 5th, 1970.
All right.
So now they're 35 years old. Another year's passed.
So we got Dasha. Yeah, and this is a bit tragic, actually. So she attempted to hang herself with a piano wire.
God damn it, just when you got my hopes up, Ben. You told me it was going to be a happy story.
Yeah,
it is sad.
I do wonder how that happens without the other one knowing, but it's one of those things,
bitch, you got to sleep sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think the two of them are getting on very well.
No,
in their case, you've heard of murder suicide. In their case, it'd be suicide murder.
Who blows out the birthday candles?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. So we're in a position where I think the two of them aren't getting along. Like, I think we can agree on that.
It seems like an ugly relationship.
Tragic love story at this point.
When one is trying to hang themselves with piano wire and the other is...
It seems like if they would have brought a counselor in... See, it seems to me, Timmy, if they would have, rather than at the beginning be probing them and freezing them and burning them and doing all kinds of that terrible stuff, then maybe they should have brought a relationship counselor in.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that would have solved half of our story here wouldn't exist, Timmy.
But would they charge him double?
Well, they were communists, Timmy. They had socialized medicine. It would have been fine.
Oh,
it wasn't like point. Here.
It was a Stalin care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stalin care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It ain't like that communist shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're in a position.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in like August 1970. So we've got, you know, Marge. She's in a position where she's now, you know,
she's at her wit's end.
Yeah, no, indeed.
No, Dasha. Yeah,
indeed. So now they're now. I think they with Dimitri. I think there was. Well, at least one of them could have found love.
Maybe both.
But, you know, he's...
I wonder what would happen if they had, you know...
Wouldn't that be by his very nature a three-way?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be honest. I think that's probably the closest...
He's gonna, Dimitri's ever
but gonna... But no yeah, means yeah. no. So if Masha didn't want it... Well, had to...
How many orifices
yeah,
are we
talking?
Yeah,
they had two vaginas.
Okay, yeah, so you just hit the left one, you're okay.
Yeah, but if you hit the wrong one...
Hit the wrong one, you got charges coming against you, too.
Yeah.
That's a loaded statement.
Yeah, that's you got to be careful.
Indeed.
Yeah, you do Indeed. Have to be careful. But
I did read where, like, when they were... I didn't read about them having sex, but when they were making out, Masha was, you know... mocking them, like moaning really loud.
Yeah, I know.
So did they have like a blanket? So say they're on the bed. So yeah. Did they have a vertical, like a blanket running?
That's what they needed. They needed a blanket with a line on
that,
it.
That must be really hard.
Partitioned.
Yeah, partition.
Yeah, a partition. Yeah. That's a perfect word for it. So
well, I think that kind of, when you had that third leg, it was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
You could work it in.
Yeah. And I'm going to use a British term here that I learned from Ben.
Yeah.
It seemed like Masha was just a right twat. Would that be proper usage of that? Or is that too harsh?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, poor Dimitri, though. As he was involved in their lives and clearly a gentleman, you know, who fell in love.
He was ugly love triangle.
He fell in love with one of them. And, you know...
But, you know, when you marry someone, you marry their family.
Yeah, you got to take what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be an ugly Christmas. Because what do you get them, you know?
A hat.
I mean, yeah, a hat, that's all you can do. Two hats.
Okay. but, yeah, Dimitri, he passed away.
Oh. Fucking Dimitri. Coward.
Well, he did have spina bifida.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did spina bifida kill you?
Yeah. Well, then in the case of Dimitri.
Well, maybe Masha did it.
I don't know the details, but unfortunately he did pass away. So they're in a position where, you know, you've got one who's probably glad.
Yeah.
And the other...
She's in mourning. Yeah.
Yeah, who's heartbroken about...
She's grieving.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know...
I bet Masha was not very sensitive to...
I bet she wasn't, no. I bet she didn't even send a card.
Yeah. So, you know, Masha, she's probably despondent, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, after the heartbreak of going through that, so she wouldn't really talk to anyone. And her twin probably is over the moon and probably all too happy about the fact that, you know...
Yeah, and she probably would resent that, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. The two of them, as they're moving into their, I think, sort of late 30s,
they ain't married by then. They ain't getting married. That's not.
Because you know what happened.
They're into the spinster era.
Mm.
Into the spinster part of
it. So they move into the home for veterans of war and labor.
See, I don't think they should be.
I don't
they
even think they did labor. They weren't married to veterans.
And they weren't entitled to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is. I have to. No, I'm interested now in what they do. So
I feel bad for the veterans, actually.
Yeah. So they're earning money sewing diapers.
Sewing diapers?
Sewing diapers.
Well, there's money in there.
Job, yeah.
That is
cold.
That's how Warren Buffett started.
Yeah, that is a.
Well, that's how Bezos, he had to get started somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, Amazon. You know, someone has to sell them.
Yeah, right? Goddamn right.
Yeah, that's a tough.
But they each had one arm, so they'd have to work together.
You would think they would have to synchronize.
I would wonder how they tie their shoes. I would think that would just cause a lot of confusion.
You know,
they're in a position now, unfortunately, where they've had a leg amputated, the middle leg, I think.
Well, they're in a better spot.
I feel like that was a more fortunate thing for them.
Yeah, really. So now they've got the left and the right leg, I think. Yeah. And so
it's that middle leg that messes you up.
It does, but it'll make you jump better. And think what kind of hockey goalie you would be. With those big-ass, thick pads you can put on each leg,
mm-hmm.
The three pads, that'll block the whole goal. You would just have to stand there.
You always look on the bright side of things.
I'm an optimistic man, Timmy. I'm just trying to make the best of it, a bad situation here,
yeah.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Well, they cut it.
But one bit of a shining light in all of the difficulty.
I mean, you would need two masks.
You would?
Yeah.
I wonder what they dressed up as on Halloween.
Jesus. That'd be easy. Every year. Not that again.
I mean, you know who they were, right?
You would think after the first time you would know who they were the second time.
Anyway, so
tragic.
But one shining light in all of the difficulty. So they met their birth mother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the
Yekaterina.
Red lady.
Yekaterina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But which
they named a hurricane after her.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. But you
was she still selling rags?
Jesus.
She moved her way up to towels.
Well, you know, it's glass notes and moving into a more, you know, capitalist, you know, practices.
Okay.
I mean, you have to sell a lot of rags for one towel. Who buys rags?
Could you imagine a goddamn medical bill they hit this woman with when they found her? That's why they looked her up. It was a collection agency.
Yeah, if she didn't make out on that end of it, she didn't have that, you know. Because the medical cost alone for them would have been outrageous for their whole life.
Well, and then just having them around the house fighting all the time.
Yeah.
I would have got on my damn nerves.
So anyway,
if they played tennis, they'd always have to play doubles.
Would they get two rackets?
Yeah, that's right. They would have two rackets.
I think they would. Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd have to have two controllers if they were playing
video
PlayStations.
Games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shit ain't for me. I don't want to be conjoined.
Anyway,
no. Yeah. We do not promote.
Non-consensual conjunctivitis.
Yeah. We oppose that.
Non-consensual conjunctivitis.
Yeah, that's when you wake up in a bathtub full of ice, somebody joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Somebody you never met before.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. No, you get into the wrong lift, you don't know.
Yeah. And then you're stuck.
Hmm.
Then you're stuck.
It's like waking up in a dumpster.
And then you're stuck.
Yeah, because you're stuck with a stranger. You don't know.
Right. And they might not even like the kind of food you like.
Good luck trying to explain that away.
Yeah. Anyway. So this is
a tragic story, and we're not making light of
it. No, we shouldn't be. Okay, so we're in a position where they have now met their birth mother.
Okay.
Which,
well, that's good.
That is brilliant, but unfortunately...
God damn, there's always enough... You like the dark side of this thing.
No, it's
always bad tragic. News with you.
God doesn't give with those hands.
She's in a position now where she is not. She doesn't want to know, so she breaks off the connection.
Okay.
With her birth mother, which
is kind of harsh.
Which is when you're trying to build bridges. Right. But she's not down with it. So anyway. So they are in a position now where they've met the birth mother, and which you'd like to think there's now sort of hope on the horizon, but they're now put in a insane asylum.
Oh, Jesus. They've well, been, the one is, the one, in all
basically,
fairness,
they made the circuit of every kind of
I mean, in all fairness, the one is kind of out there.
All they need Masha. To do is go to a home for the deaf and blind, and they've made every handicapped home there is.
No, not easy. So, sort of Gorbachev, who's, you know, your leader there, is now, they're in a situation where they're trying to leave the home.
Okay,
you know, they're in this asylum.
You don't want to live in an insane asylum.
No. Right. So they're appealing to the sort of nation of what on earth is going on, and we don't want to be here. As I don't think anybody wants to be, really.
Well, so, I think if you're in an insane asylum, half the people don't really know where they're at, so they don't care.
No, so they just
like the taste of the crayons.
Well, the taste,
Jesus. Crazy people eat a lot of crayons. I don't know if you ever noticed that.
I mean, it'd be really, they'd probably have a specially made straitjacket for them. Because they wouldn't be able to, I mean.
No, a standard one wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't.
They'd have to have a tailor just follow them
around.
Well,
that's, almost everything would have to be tailored.
Well, yeah, except for their hat.
A hat's good standalone. Yeah.
Gloves? Okay, so they're in a position where they're appealing to be removed from this sort of area, and they're successful.
Oh, good. See, so Chuck, things just turn out.
I'm not sure, Timmy. Ben ain't giving me any good news yet. No, he raises my hopes. I'm looking for this happy ending, and because he's always like, things are looking up. Unfortunately,
yeah. So what they do is move to a retirement home, which sounds
better than they had.
I think
they're not getting burnt. They're not getting frozen.
Yeah. So I think, you know, want to be there, chill out, and finally they've moved from this, you know, very difficult situation.
Yeah. You know, well, so retirement community.
I'm starting to feel good about this whole thing now.
Yeah. So they're in a situation. You know, buy themselves a TV.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Probably get cable.
Again, Atari, which is actually, I wonder, pretty cool.
I wonder if they play Missile Command.
I don't know what that is.
I bet they probably play Pong a lot.
Pong.
What's Missile Command?
Missile Command's where the nukes are shooting at you and you have to shoot them down.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It was an Atari game. And what else was Atari?
Tanks.
And asteroids. I loved asteroids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in this sort of situation where life has got...
It's getting better.
It's definitely getting better.
I mean, if you got a TV and an Atari, what more do you need?
Well, it's pretty much, you got life by the ass right there.
Yeah.
You're so pretty, you don't goddamn have to large. Sell rags.
They're getting better, but sort of Dasher now, she, whilst I think physically is in a better place, I think mentally she's struggling.
Oh, no.
No. So she's getting depressed, you know, anxiety is getting the, you know.
Well, she did lose Dimitri.
Yeah. And you got, you know, Marcia, she's suffering from sort of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is no laughing matter either, I don't think.
No, because they
Marcia had it?
No, they went through those experiments when they were...
Guess that would do some damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. So now I think, you know, Marcia, she's starting to drink, which, in that situation, she's sort of struggling.
So she's self-medicating.
Indeed.
I feel like we've been kind of hard on Masha through this whole thing, now that I think about those experiments, Timmy.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, of course she's going to act out. We've been saying she's mean. No,
of course.
She was just acting out.
So she's trying to self-medicate. But the problem is they share a sort of circulatory system, blood system.
When one drinks.
When one drinks... they both feel the effects, which, you know, turns them in to both of them are now fully blown alcoholics, even though one might be, you know.
Makes it cheaper.
So much for the Atari.
Yeah, indeed. Computer games, unfortunately, you know, doesn't really help. But you know, it's getting a hell of a lot worse for the two of them. So
you had me kind of, you did it to me again, Ben. I mean, just when things were looking up for him, I was all excited. I thought we were going to have a happy ending.
Yeah. Well, maybe things will work out. Maybe they'll go through AA or something.
Do they get two chips?
I think they would have to give two leads. Yeah.
I'm Yasha. I'm Dasha.
Yeah.
We're alcoholics.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there was, let's look for something that might help the two of them.
Yeah.
So whilst they're alcoholics, even though only one of them drinks, what can we do? Let's get doctors involved.
Yeah, one of them drink. The other one has a gag reflex and can't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the alcoholic, so she makes her other sister drink. It's a complex, sister. You know, it.
I think it seems like you would pick the one without the gag reflex. I mean, if you had to. If I'm flipping a coin,
yeah,
I'm taking the one without the gag reflex.
Okay.
Quite the hero. Right. Okay, so they're in a position where now, okay, let's do something. But sadly, it I think it's reached a point where...
Well, he said sadly.
Sadly, they, I don't think...
I had my hopes up again.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got one of them complaining, unfortunately, of back and neck pain.
Oh, that don't sound good.
Back neck. Well, it's easy to get as you get older if you're not careful when you're
doing a lot of lifting. No, I don't think this is going to be good, Timmy. I don't think
doing
this,
a lot of lifting.
I don't think this is from warehouse work.
Well,
Timmy.
You get the Oxycontin when you get back and neck pain. True.
No. So, and I don't think it's going to end well.
Well, I'm an optimist myself.
It didn't start well.
No.
I'm hopeful that we can turn the corner here and these young ladies are now, on Dancing with the Stars.
No, they're not on Dancing with the Stars, unfortunately.
That would have been a happy ending.
Would have been.
Yeah, with the third leg, maybe it might have helped. But in this situation, so we're now sort of April 2003.
They've lived a long life.
They have lived a long life.
Well, goddamn, they had lasers by then. They could have separated them.
Well, they didn't want to be separated, remember?
Well, still, I'm just saying.
But one of them didn't. Dasha did not want to be separated. No, Masha didn't want to be
separated.
Masha. Yeah, well, she's in a position where she's, complaining about her neck and back.
Okay.
So
we got some neck and back pain here.
She needs some Bengay.
Some chiropractic issues.
Yeah. Bengay.
And unfortunately, she passes away.
Oh. Man, don't you hate
it? Which one passed away?
So we got Masha, unfortunately, is...
Okay, Masha's dead, because we didn't really like her much anyway.
The dominant one.
Yeah, the dominant.
But I think when you're conjoined twins and one passes away, that's kind of big news.
It is. And, it is...
As much as in the wider scope of the world...
Right. It's something, it stands out.
Yeah, to you when you're looking to your...
There's some plans that are going to have to be
made.
There's
kind
adjustments.
Of like look in that direction and understand that your world is probably going to change pretty swiftly.
She was literally dead weight for the girl, for her sister. She literally carrying around.
At some
point,
she's going to smell.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm tired of carrying
that's a loaded statement when you're kind of told that your conjoined twin is dead.
Yeah, it seems like the prognosis is not going to be good for you.
No, there's not a.
Right.
Yeah.
It's well, not, it, you'd be it'd raise concerns. I mean, unless they can do an emergency
twinectomy.
Yeah,
yeah,
a twinectomy.
Yeah,
is that something we can get on the NHS? Mm-hmm.
It happens rarely.
It seems like if you get one of those,
what do you say, less than 1%?
Less than 1%. Yeah. If you get one of those big paper cutters, Timmy, you could have unjoined them.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it wouldn't really matter on the one with Masha because
she's dead now.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you can imagine, the two, sadly, which is now one.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dasha, yeah. she passed away as
they
well.
They got a
she died. But you know, she did get a small victory in living longer than mm-hmm. her sister.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's just as soon as she died, because then she, how are you going to file your taxes? You can't claim it for as a deduction. Anyway.
No, you've lost that deduction forever.
Yeah. But they were, at least at the time, if you're trying to find some sort of silver lining in all of this.
There really isn't any.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, yeah. But they were the oldest, you know.
Conjoined twins,
you know.
That's the goddamn most depressing story I ever read.
I told you we could do the guy that eats his, you know, that advertises for a...
The guy that bites somebody's penis off, cooks it, and the guy volunteers for it. That sounds real cheerful.
Well, I think what's... So they were 55 when they died. But what was interesting, they were buried apart.
Well, yeah, I would have been buried apart.
Is that for their... I wonder, is that... Did they wish that, or...?
I don't know. And the other thing, what happened to the leg?
I think the leg got donated to science.
You can still ask for that back, I think.
Well,
it
looked like he would bury it with them.
Why?
It's a part of their body.
Once they took it off. I'm just thinking, what could have made this happier, Timmy? Because when you write these stories...
Well, there was love. There was a love story there.
They were together.
For about 10 minutes.
Dimitri.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes love just, you know, it's not long-lasting.
Well, that's true. This just made me sad. I just thought we was going to be doing something happy, Timmy.
Ben, what's your final thoughts on co-joined twins, Dasha and Masha?
There was a lot of love.
There was a lot of love. That's what you're not seeing, Colonel. You're focusing on...
Where there's hate, there's love.
Well... I suppose, but I was hoping for a better ending, Timmy. Even if you lied to me, you could have written me a better ending. I would have believed it.
Yeah, you know.
Our listeners would have believed it. Shit, they believe anything. Pretty much anything you tell them. All you had to say was they was unjoined. They lived happy lives. They both got married. Well, of course, the lesbian one would have got married, because they would have got married.
Yeah.
Then they had kids, and they died
in the
90s.
Actually, you can see them on YouTube. There's videos of them on YouTube, so you can check them out. You want,
because we got what, maybe 6 or 7 listeners that would have actually checked out the facts.
Probably, we probably got a few who will check it out.
Maybe.
I would check them out if they still had the third leg.
Yeah, not with just two legs. No, it's just boring.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it is boring. Yeah.
Was there any sort of definitive research into, was it a middle leg or left or right or?
It was a middle leg. It was.
God damn it, it can't be a middle leg. It's got to be a left leg.
No, look at it. I swear to God,
it doesn't matter.
It was coming out of her back.
Oh,
man. It was a tail. She had a tail leg. She had the tail leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that common?
It's not uncommon. It's not as uncommon as you would think, Kimmy.
Well.
Did she wear Nikes?
Well, she might have. I mean, I don't know if they had Nikes at the time in the Soviet Union, but...
Do you think?
Well, you have to sell a lot of rags. Sell a lot of diapers. Because Nikes are pretty expensive.
Are they?
Well, not known to communism, Timmy. They just give them all away.
They just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Well, Colonel, what's your final thoughts on this tragic
story? Well, I thought that
story,
there was
going to
be a happy ending in here somewhere. I thought there was going to be love, and I think you could have written it into the story, Timmy.
Well, I did have love in the story. Dimitri, there was love. It was just, you know, short-lived.
And I hope you kind of paid attention, man, because sometimes when you're doing these dark stories, you got to be very, very careful that you're respectful to people.
Okay? Yeah, so, you don't want to come across as insensitive.
Right. Yeah, and you kind of, when you were reading, you were kind of getting people's hopes up, and then you would crush them.
Yeah, I was looking for a silver lining.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes there's not one, so don't believe there's going
to
be one.
I've come to realize that.
Yeah.
But, I wonder, do you think when one of them passed away, the other one missed?
I don't think you would miss
Masha. I think there was like only, 18 hours or something.
Yeah, so it was very short, but
right.
I wonder then they realized
what lived it up.
You finally ain't got that bitch in your ear.
No, I think then it was the moment. Because
she was nasty, man. She was mean. Punching you in the face.
No.
Finally, you can live your life right.
Right.
I'd have got, you know what I'd have done? Said, now that she ain't here, I'm going to get right with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And she's going to go. I wonder if they both went to hell for what Masha did.
I do hope that in those moments of clarity at the end,
they pleasured themselves. I mean,
you know,
it's natural.
There's nothing worse than like 2 o'clock in the morning having your co-joined twin jerking all over like, and you're sleeping. You got to get up for work the next morning.
Is the Colonel a conjoined or clearly a formerly conjoined twin?
He seems to know a lot about it, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. I was going to say, is there some...
I've seen some movies.
I've
seen some things, Ben. I've seen shit, Ben.
All right.
Shit that I don't want to see again.
Well, I do hope that in those last moments, she...
Yeah, I'm sure she was happy.
She found the love that sadly she didn't find in life. You know,
well, you would think at least in those few hours that she had at least been able to experience what life would be, not being co-joined. I guess he was still co-joined. She was just co-joined to.
I'd have got a credit card in Masha's name.
Right up her.
I'd have ruined her credit. Wow. Not a store identity.
Wow.
You'd have ordered some records from the Columbia record.
Jesus.
Well, you know, so Ben, when you're choosing your stories,
yes,
for They Walk Among, I don't know how Rosie chooses her stories, but Rosie, when you do, look for stories like this that are uplifting, and that
try to find something that's got a happier ending. Yeah,
because people like Coach Win Twins.
Yeah, people just like happy endings, and it seems like this one was. I feel like we disappointed people, Jimmy.
You think? Well, you know, we don't want to make everything seem like it always has a happy ending.
Well, that's true.
Because you know, people.
It only has happy endings at the massage parlor most of the time.
Yes, and only then if you.
That's the only time you can be sure of a happy ending.
You're not even sure then half the time. Depends on if you're a good tipper.
Good tipper?
Yes. But that's another show. Ben, we really enjoyed having you on the podcast.
I'm glad I could enlighten the mood.
Well,
I feel like now we've really hit the...
I think you're going to find that this will do wonders for your podcast.
Oh, I think you're going to see your career just take off, Ben.
Yeah. You will see your numbers just...
sky rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every baseball player headset has that apex.
Yeah, I think, and right now, you know, talking about conjoined twins.
Yeah.
It's the way to go, apparently.
No, I think what I meant was, I think before you did this, you might have been at that apex.
Yeah.
And things might come crashing down around you after this.
Yeah, because, you know, all those great stories you did, they're going to remember you talking about the poor co-joined and the third leg.
Well, good. Right, okay.
We'll send this to you, Daddy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure they'll still be in the top 200. Under. We don't see the top 200 anymore. It's been like 6 months.
Let's end on a sunnier note.
Okay. So
before we press the stop button.
We do have DweebCon coming up.
Yeah, let's.
And Colonel, there's going to be laying on of the hands.
See, and if the co-joined twins would have come to Colonel DweebFest, mm-hmm. to me, I'd have been able to get them fixed all up with some prayer.
Uh-huh. And laying on the hands.
Okay, so how much does it cost for the Colonel's package?
Well, it depends.
Is he
the prayer package?
Yeah, the prayer. About. Oh, the sorry, I misspoke there. The prayer package.
Well, it's really dependent on your level of sin,
right?
Because we got some dweebs that they're They're going to cost
Well, Karen Barnes, for example.
Yeah, she's going to cost extra. Amber, she's going to cost extra.
Yeah. But do you pray for them?
Oh, yeah. I'll put my hands on their shoulders, put a little oil on their forehead.
All right, okay.
There's talking in tongues?
Are you hoping that they turn up for DweebCon? I mean, are they going to come?
I mean, the last one we healed, that one person had some eczema on the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And that disappeared straight away.
Well, I mean, like after 2 days of cream.
2 days of cream? Yeah,
and some praying.
Was that the Colonel's cream?
It was the Colonel cream, yeah. 2 days of Colonel cream and some praying.
Wow. Yeah.
Miracles happen.
How are you feeling after those 2 days?
I was a little tired.
A little empty. Yeah. Right, okay.
A little drained.
A little drained.
Okay. So what else? Anyway, what else is going on at DweebCon? So we got.
We're going to have a live show in which we'll talk to people live. But we love our listeners. Don't get me wrong. We love our listeners, but we don't want people touching us.
Right? No, don't touch us.
Or don't talk to us. And don't look us in the eye.
Don't look right at us. No, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We had that happen at the first one.
We really are the best hosts ever.
But we know we're down to earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but we don't think we're better than you. But we just don't want you to touch us. That's all we're saying.
Now, we can't help it, but they're going to be breathing the same air that we're breathing. No, so that's right. That's our gift.
If you turn up in masks,
I would prefer them to bring their own oxygen. I mean, wouldn't you?
I'd prefer Brandy to bring hers.
So the three of you are on stage at once.
Yes.
This is is a big separate oxygen tanks as well.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to insist on that. It would just be nice. It would be considerate of our listeners.
It's not going to be like the brown M&M's.
So DweebCon 3 in space. This is practice for that.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to join the Space Force and we're going to do it out there.
We could do it in space. Musk car, the guys.
Yeah. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, he seems.
I don't want to start a big controversy, but I smoked a joint during this podcast.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't like chili and.
I'm not really sure what was wrong with him.
No,
he lost his damn mind.
Yeah.
I mean, accusing people of being child molesters. Yeah. Nothing that was wrong.
Oh, he was going crazy.
Yeah. But, if
you have stocks, probably not best to act on after any comments we have just made.
We are not stock advisors.
No.
We
Can we put that at the start? Is that?
Yeah, we'll move that to the start.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, we've done some insider trading in the past.
Oh, really?
And we got in a little trouble.
The history dweebs on the market.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
The SEC said, I think the word the SEC used was shenanigans.
Shenanigans, right.
Yeah, and I think that's bullshit. I don't think that's a real word.
I don't either.
No.
I call shenanigans on that whole word, Timmy.
All right. So let's wrap this up. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.